The children looked at one another again and felt a nervous flutter in their stomachs.
"Do you read the Daily Punctilio?" Klaus asked carefully.
"Of course not,"
Hal said with a frown.
"That newspaper is the worst I've ever seen. Nearly every story they print is an absolute lie."
De Baudelaire smiled in relief. "We can't tell you how happy we are to hear that," Violet said. "Well, I guess we'd better get to work."
"Yes, yes," Hal said. "Come on, little one. I'll show you where the locked cabinets are, and you two start filing. I just wish I could remember..."
The old man's voice trailed off, and then he snapped his fingers and grinned. There are many reasons, of course, why someone might snap their fingers and grin. If you heard some pleasing music, for instance, you might snap your fingers and grin to demonstrate that the music had charms that could soothe your savage breast. If you were employed as a spy, you might snap your fingers and grin in order to deliver a message in secret snapping and grinning code. But you might also snap your fingers and grin if you had been trying hard to remember something and had suddenly succeeded. Hal was not listening to music in the Library of Records, and after 9 months, 6 days, and 14 hours of research, I can say with reasonable certainty that Hal was not employed as a spy, so it would be sensible to conclude he had just remembered something.
"I just remembered something," he said. "I know why you three seem so familiar."
Hal continued to lead Sunny down another aisle of file cabinets to show her where her teeth could be handy, so his voice floated over to the two older Baudelaires as if he was speaking on an intercom.
"I didn't read it, of course, but there was some information about you in the file, about the Snicket fires."
End of disc 1.